I was hoping Scott wouldn't embarrass me too much tonight, but I guess I had that one coming, I guess. But I appreciate the bell choir tonight. And like Scott was saying, I didn't know we had one here in Orgate Chapel. And but y'all did real good. We enjoyed the singing. And even Deborah did a good job, too. You know, we appreciate that. And in keeping with our series on the life of David, if you would please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We looked at 1 Samuel 16 this morning, and which is certainly an interesting chapter. Chapter 17 is even more interesting. It does have about, I think it's 58 verses in chapter 17. We're not going to read all of those verses. We'll read some of them. But I think chapter 17 is interesting because we have David versus Goliath here in this chapter. And most people think that, David and Goliath is a Sunday school story for children. And this is a good chapter to tell kids, to give a lesson to children in Sunday school or Awana or whatever. It shows us, the kids, some basic spiritual truths. But, you know, this chapter is good for us as adults, too, as well. And King David, or I should say David here, he was anointed king, but he hadn't taken over the reins as king here in chapter 17, faced a great challenge. And this guy, Goliath, is an interesting man. He, you're not going to believe how tall this guy was. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but it's amazing. He was a huge guy. But let's read the first 11 verses of chapter 17 to start off with. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shokah, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shokah and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. First of all, we see that the Philistines and the children of Israel are fighting a battle, and the battle had come to a standstill pretty much here in the Valley of Elah. And the Philistine army was on one mountain, and the Israelite army was on the other mountain with a valley between them. And Goliath would come out. And a description was given of Goliath starting in verse 4. First of all, we see in verse 4 that Goliath had a height of 6 cubits and a span. Now, I figured this out. Now, span, a cubit is about 18 inches, a foot and a half. A cubit is a foot and a half, 18 inches. And a span is about half that. It's about 9 inches. So Goliath is 9 feet and 9 inches tall. 9 feet, 9 inches tall. If you would take Goliath down to our gym, put him underneath a basketball goal. Now, a basketball goal from the floor to the rim is 10 feet. If you would put Goliath underneath that basketball goal, the top of his head would be just a few inches from the rim. Top of his head would be a few inches from the rim. He was almost 10 feet tall. And he wasn't a skinny guy. I mean, he was a massive, big, huge guy. Man. And this is the God who came out and challenged the army of Israel. And it's interesting because the armor that was on that Goliath wore when he came out and challenged the Israelites weighed a total of about 125 pounds of armor. As you can imagine, can you get 125 pounds of armor on? You know, you wouldn't be able to move. You know, here's this 10-foot guy, 9-foot-9-inch guy wearing 125 pounds of armor. And not only that, in verse 7 it said that his spearhead weighed, 600 shekels of iron. Now that comes out to 16 pounds. Now this is just the head of the spear. This is not the spear, the shaft. This is just the head that weighed 16 pounds. I can't lift 16 pounds and throw it with one arm. But yet he had, Goliath had a spear with a 16-pound spearhead on it, not to mention the spear itself that he could throw. Incredible. You know, this was unreal. This was a abnormal type of man. You don't see people like that nowadays. A 9-foot-9-inch man with 125 pounds worth of armor on him, carrying a spear with a spearhead of 16 pounds. He was huge. He was massive. And in verses 8 and 9, we see that Goliath went out and taunted the Israelites. Goliath would come out to the Israelites' army and say, "Send me somebody down to fight me. If I win the fight, then you will become our slaves. If I lose to you, then the Philistines, we will become your slaves." The people of Israel, the army of Israel, these are brave, courageous men, experienced warriors and soldiers in the army of Israel. None of them, including King Saul himself, would come down and face Goliath. They were intimidated by him. And no wonder, I mean, he was so huge and massive. And it said there in verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. In other words, the people of Israel, the army of Israel, were scared to death of Goliath. They didn't want to face him. They didn't want to deal with him. Because they thought that if one man came down to fight Goliath, that man would be easy slaughter. So the army of Israel stood on the mountain. This huge giant, Goliath, would come down and challenge the Israelite army. And it's interesting that Goliath said in verse 10, he says, "I defy the armies of Israel this day." You know, Goliath is not really defying the armies of Israel. You know who he's really defying? He's defying the Lord God of Israel. It's like Goliath was shaking his fist in the face of God. And nobody on the side of the army of God, the army of Israel, would challenge him, would fight him. Nobody. None of the brave soldiers in Saul's army, including King Saul himself, would come down and fight this huge behemoth of a man when they saw him come down. They were so afraid, so intimidated by Goliath's size that they just wouldn't do it. They just wouldn't fight him. They refused to do so. And that brings us to verse 18, we're not going to read these verses. I'll give you a synopsis of them. In verse 18, Jesse told his youngest son David to take some food and supplies to the army. David's oldest three brothers, I believe it was Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah, were in Saul's army. And Jesse wanted to send David's three brothers some food and supplies. And Jesse told David to see how his brothers were doing and to bring back some news about how they're getting along in the army. So David took the food and supplies down to the army. And in verse 23, David was talking with his brothers. And as he was talking with his brothers, Goliath made his appearance in verse 23. And it says there in verse 24, "And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid." The Israelites ran like scared rabbits when they saw Goliath in verse 24. And it says there in verse 26 that, "And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying," in verse 26, "saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" You know, we see here in verse 26 that David was outraged. He was angry. that Goliath would come down and challenge the army of Israel, and no one would go out to fight him. The Philistine army thought they were unbeatable. Nobody could defeat them because of their man Goliath. David, on the other hand, David understood exactly what was going on. He understood that Goliath was defying the Lord God of Israel, and he was outraged at this in verse 26. Who is this Philistine who would come down and challenge the armies of the living God? And in verse 32, we see that David volunteered to fight Goliath. Let's read verses 32 through 37. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, moreover, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Interesting attitude that David had in contrast to Saul and to the rest of the army of Israel, isn't it? In verse 32, David said, "You know, I'll go out and fight this man. I'll volunteer to fight Goliath." And Saul said, "Well, you're just a kid, David. You can't go out and fight this giant." And he's been fighting from his youth. He's a man of war. He's an experienced soldier. He'll tear you up. He'll cut you in half, especially with that 16-pound spearhead. And Saul warned David. He said, you know, Saul told David that if you go out to fight Goliath, you're going to die. You can't defeat him. He is undefeatable. And David said, he recalled to King Saul what had happened when he was keeping the sheep, how a lion and a bear, two predators, had tried to steal some of the sheep. David went out, he killed the lion, and he killed the bear. Now, if you can imagine such a thing, you know, a lion is not a small, tiny little kitty cat. I mean, that's a huge, big cat. A bear, and we all know what a bear looks like. And here's this young teenage boy who killed both of these animals by himself. Of course, he had a weapon with him, but at the same time, how would you like to face off with a bear with just maybe a staff or a spear or a sword in your hand? I'd rather have a cannon myself if I'm going to face a bear. But David killed the bear, and he killed this lion by himself with just the weapons he had. And, you know, that shows something about David. I think that David would be called a warrior. David was a man who knew how to fight. He knew how to kill an enemy soldier in battle. And David didn't hesitate to go out and fight Goliath in verse 32. And, you know, David had courage. David was a very brave young man. Saul thought he was foolish. But David wasn't foolish. He was brave. He had courage. And it's interesting also in verse 37 that David had the courage, and the Israelite soldiers, they were scared to death of Goliath. Now, why was that? David had faith in the Lord, you see. You call that verse in the New Testament which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You remember that verse. And you probably use that verse. You've memorized that verse. We know this verse is a beautiful illustration of what David is going through. David knew that he could defeat Goliath not because he was a skillful soldier or because he was so brave, but it was because he had God, the Lord God, on his side. David knew that he could defeat Goliath because God was with him. The Lord would give him the victory. That was David's attitude. That was his mindset. And we see in verse 40, let's read some and start reading in verse 40 for a while. "And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looking about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Stop right there just for a few minutes. We see in verse 40 that David had his weapon. David didn't have a huge spear. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a shield. He didn't have armor. He didn't have a helmet on. He had 5 stones, 5 rocks, and a sling. That's it. He had a shepherd's staff with him. And that was all he had. That was David's weapons that he went out to fight Goliath with. And David had these weapons. He knew how to use that sling. He had confidence in his ability to get close enough to Goliath to launch a rock at him. And David said, or Goliath saw David coming in verse 42, and he saw this young kid coming to him and said, Who in the world are you, kid? You're coming to fight me. And Goliath said, Am I a dog that you come to me with staves? Or the word staves can mean sticks. You're coming to me, you to fight to me with sticks. And David told Goliath in verse 44 that he is going to kill Goliath. You know, it's interesting. I think David gave Goliath a chance to surrender right here, as if Goliath was going to do that. But David said, you know, I'm going to kill you today. And you and the army of the Philistines, your bodies are going to be used for food for the animals and for the birds of the air today, after we get through with killing you and defeating your army. And, of course, Goliath probably was amused at that. But in verse 42, we see that when Goliath spoke to David, it's interesting the attitude and the demeanor that Goliath had. You know, the enemies of God are always or usually boastful. They're arrogant. They're confident in themselves. And, you know, there's a lot of Goliath attitude out there today toward believers, toward Christians. There are people in the world today who have invested their whole life in fighting against God. Can you imagine such a thing? What a waste. That there are people out there who refuse to believe and trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They would rather spend their time and their energy and their whole lives fighting against the Lord Jesus. How foolish. How foolish. And here's Goliath, this superhuman guy, almost 10 feet tall. And he was so self-confident, he was so arrogant and so boastful that, you sending me a kid? And Goliath probably thought to himself, I'm going to take care of this young fellow. I'm going to defeat him easily. And in verse 45, we see that David told Goliath that you're coming at me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. You know, David was God's representative to Goliath. Goliath was defying the Lord. He was rebelling against God. David came in the name of the Lord to fight against Goliath and to defeat him. You know, Goliath had all this armor and the spear and the sword and the shield. He had to have one man carry a shield around with him. Goliath had all these weapons and all this armor. And what did David have? He had the Lord. And brother, sister in Christ, that's all you need to defeat the enemies of God. So just the Lord. You don't need anything else. And David had the bare essentials. He had a sling and five rocks to fight against Goliath. But see, Goliath didn't have what David had. David had the Lord God of hosts on his side. You see. And in verse 46, at the end of verse 46, David says that he recounted to Goliath what he was going to do, how he was the Israelites wanted to defeat the Philistines. At the end of verse 46, David said that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You know, it's a shame David didn't hit this very hard. But, you know, the army of Israel, all those guys were so scared and so intimidated. I hate to use the word cowardly. But the soldiers in the army of Israel, the Israelite army, were so scared and so frightened of Goliath. And David was saying to Goliath, the reason that you're going to lose is because I want to show the people that there is a God in Israel. You know, David had faith in the Lord God. The army of Israel didn't. They were intimidated by Goliath. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But in verse 47, David says something else interesting. And at the end of verse 47, he says, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." See, David knew who was on his side. David knew the outcome of the battle. David knew that he had faith that the Lord was going to take care of Goliath. Even though Goliath was almost 10 feet tall, he had all these weapons and all this armor. David knew that God was going to defeat him. David knew that. And when David said the battle is the Lord's, you know, David knew that God was going to fight for him. And you know, brother, sister in Christ, God fights for us. He will fight for us. He will encourage us. He will strengthen us. He will lead us to spiritual victory against whatever giants we'll face in our life. David knew this. He had faith that the Lord would carry out what he promised to David. And in verse 49, it says, verse 49 reads, "And David put his hand in his bag, took thence a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth." You know, I tell you, while I was reading this, and I said, you know, that rock with David threw, it had some juice on it to get to Goliath and go into his forehead. In baseball, we call a pitcher that throws a really, really 98-mile-an-hour fastball, we call that heat in baseball. When David threw that stone, it had some heat on it. And it struck Goliath right in the forehead and buried the stone. Didn't bounce off his forehead. It sunk. It was thrown so hard with so much force that the rock sunk into Goliath's forehead, into his bone. And, of course, he fell down. When he hit the ground, it was a lot louder than that. Here's this 10-foot guy hitting the ground. I'd love to see that. But that would even be better than a movie to watch Goliath hit the ground. But David slew Goliath right there in verse 49. It says in verse 50 that David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. It was time for them to run like scared rabbits. When the Philistines, see, the Philistines had a major problem here. They had all their faith and all their trust in this huge giant, this almost 10-feet guy. See, the Philistines had their faith and trust in him. And when the object of their faith was killed, there was nothing else for them to do but run away. You see, David had his faith and trust in the Lord God of Israel. And that's the reason that Goliath was defeated that day. And the Lord used as his divine instrument a young shepherd, a teenage boy, to slay this incredible behemoth of a man. Incredible, isn't it? If you and I were to relive this scene and see Goliath, we would be awestruck. that we had to fight or somebody like this. But you know, David, if you read this account, you see that David never flinched. Never. He took on Goliath. He had so much courage. He didn't back down one bit. When David fought Goliath, he had total and complete confidence in the Lord. Totally and complete. His total and complete dependency upon the God was what won that battle against Goliath. What an incredible story. And, you know, there's a lot of, there's some applications here for us in this story. One of the things is, you know, we face, we have giants in our lives, don't we? We have problems, we have trials, we have obstacles, we have burdens that we have to deal with. And, how do we deal with these incredible problems? And some of these problems look like giants, like Goliath, that we have to deal with. How do we get the strength to deal with these burdens? What resources can we turn to in our time of need? We can be like the Israelite army. We can run away and we can be scared of our problems. We can do that. That's one option. Or we can be like David. We can confront our problems with total and complete dependency on the Lord. And that's exactly what David did. David's faith was not in his sling or in his rock or in his ability to sling that rock at Goliath. David's dependency and confidence and faith was in the Lord God. That's where it was. And when we look at our obstacles, our burdens, our trials, and we say, well, what am I going to do? The first thing we should do in our minds is turn our minds and our hearts to the Lord, you see. And we have to remember something, and like David said in verse 47, the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. You know, David had faith and trust in the right person, and he achieved victory. Saul and his army, the only thing that they could see was this insurmountable problem, and they were scared to death. David had his eyes and heart firmly fixed on the Lord. Saul and his armies had their eyes and heart fixed on this huge problem and the fact that they couldn't possibly defeat this giant. There's no way they could do that. That was not David's mindset. You see, the army of Israel looked at their problem. They didn't look at the Lord, you see. When David saw Goliath, he fixed his eyes on the Lord. He turned his heart and his mind toward God. There's a verse in Hebrews chapter 2, or Hebrews chapter 12, that we all know. I'll turn to it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, I think that's it. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That word, looking unto, can also be rendered fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. See, that's where David's mind and his eyes were fixed. They were fixed upon the Lord God of Israel. That's where David's faith was in. That's who David's faith was in. The army of Israel, or the Philistines' faith and confidence were in this giant, a human being who could be defeated. But David's faith and his eyes were fixed on the Lord God of Israel, who can never be defeated. Never. And, you know, as we deal with our problems, we're likely to suffer defeat unless we fix our eyes on our Savior and depend upon Him, have faith in Him, look to Him in our time of need. Now, you know, these things that we've covered in 1 Samuel 17 are basic, fundamental things in a Christian's life. Yet, you know, we have to be reminded of these things. I know I do. My faith wavers a lot sometimes. You know, I look at things and obstacles and problems and, you know, I get frightened. I get scared. And so do you, if you were to admit it. But, you know, if we keep our mind set on the fact that, you know, God is going to fight our battles for us. He may not cure, but He may not take away the burden or the trial, but He'll go with us through that burden and through that trial. You know, David achieved victory because his confidence was firmly placed and dependent upon the Lord God of Israel. And it's amazing to me, if you go back and read this chapter, it's amazing to see how David never wavered at all. He had total and complete confidence in the Lord. That's where David got his courage and his strength from. Goliath was, he got his courage and strength from his own ability and the fact that he was able to defeat any man that came to him in battle. Goliath knew that he could take care of him. Goliath's faith and trust was in himself. And brother, sister in Christ, I'm going to tell you something. If your faith and trust is in yourself, you're going to go down to defeat. I can tell you that from personal experience. But see, as long as we have our faith and trust in the Lord, if we have our eyes fixed upon Jesus, He will get us through that trial. He will get us through that burden. He will bring us to victory. It may not be right away, but it will be soon. It will be soon. What a beautiful chapter. What a wonderful thing it is to read about David and Goliath. And, you know, David and Goliath is just not for children in Sunday school. It's for us. It's for us as the people of God. And we can learn and be instructed by this lesson that David faced. Here's a young shepherd boy, a keeper of sheep. And when he went to the army, when he delivered those food and supplies to his brothers, never in his wildest dreams did he ever think that he was going to fight a 9-foot-9-inch guy that day. And defeat him. Not only fight this man, but defeat him. What an incredible story. What a wonderful lesson that is for you and me as the people of God. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for instructing us and teaching us from your word. We thank you, Father, that we can learn so much from your servants who are mentioned in the Word of God in the Scriptures. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you put these things in your Word to be of use to us, to instruct us. And we just thank you so much for the lesson that we must fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus, that we must be dependent upon Him every step of our lives. And we just thank you, Father, for that wonderful Savior we have, the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would go to a cross, shed His precious blood for poor sinners like us. We thank you for Him, Heavenly Father, and we close our meeting tonight thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ, His birth, when He came into this world as a little baby and grew up and went to the cross as our Savior. We give you praise and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. Amen.